Afterward to section 31. If Wordsworth depicts the growth of the poet's mind in the prelude, establishing a model for the workings of the creative intelligence, which has informed artistic practice down to the present, then Whitman addresses in this section the cosmic model, the journey work of the stars, which is a grander view of creation. Evolution is not the rule in nature, in politics, or inventions only, but in verse, Whitman wrote, a bold claim borne out by his radical poetics. Indeed, he insisted that Leaves of Grass is evolution, evolution in the most varied, freest, largest sense. Free verse was for him not only a way of thinking, but a spur to innovation in the language, in the body politic, and in the body itself, compend of compends, which incorporates everything from the lowly pismire and plutonic rocks to the razor-billed auk sailing north. The poet always follows. One spring morning, walking along a beach by the Pacific, under an eroding cliff which from time to time sheds heavy layers of sandstone, my friend recalled seeing a clutch of baby rattlesnakes fall from a fissure 100 feet above us. Why their den was located in such an exposed place was a mystery to my friend, who not long before had acquired a condominium on top of a cliff farther up the beach. Maybe they liked the view, I joked. Bad luck, she replied, and went on to speculate on what role luck might play in evolution. What good luck, I thought, that in his imagination Whitman kept ascending to the nest in the fissure of the cliff, opening himself to the elements and the risks of evolution, physical and spiritual, poetic and political. He believed that American democracy would continue to evolve along the same line as Song of Myself, which he knew contained the seeds of future poems in every language, as well as fruits and grains, nice and esculent roots, sunlight and the sand beneath our feet.